We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. We got the A-Team. Horowitz and Graceffo back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. I'm asking you what should happen to the Astros. Is there anything, and we don't know the exclusive details of the deal, but I really believe this will be the Astros having to do something where they understand the heat and they go take the banner, the trophy, and all the rings back. And they say, we want nothing to do with 2017. I think that would end this story. I really do. But now you get these questions like Kirk Suzuki and Thomas Boswell in the Washington Post. Was there cheating with the whistling in 2019? And like I mentioned earlier, that superfan who watched the video for 54 games from 2017, over 1,100 bangs on the trash can. And then Carlos Correa saying, well, Jose Altuve, you know, he when he heard the bang, he went and told him to stop. Well, did he stand up and call the team together and say, we need to end this? Any, you know, Verlander was new coming in. Anybody. A.J. Hinch, the manager. Lunau, who lost their jobs. Guys, we need to stop this. And then you hear Kurt Suzuki about the whistling. And that's how they knew what was coming. Now, they lost the World Series, but it still was a great World Series. What bothers me is the Astros had the talent and have the talent. Where why do they need to cheat? Why? Their ownership will go out and trade and pay big money? This isn't an average baseball roster that had to cheat to win. This was a great roster that still cheated to win. That's what I can't understand when we talk about the Astros. And the element of doubt is there. And I know Correa is defending Altuve. How good is Altuve? How good is Bregman? As I mentioned, Johnny Bench on Dan Patrick said if he was made aware or tipped off of pitches that were coming, he could have hit 700 in the big leagues. See, I think this is going to be on the Astros. Rob Manfred, with the deal he cut, he's not going to be able to do anything. But if in Houston, no advertisers have left the Astros, no sponsors, I don't know that, but if everything is business as usual and you're Jim Crane, that's why you kind of turn your direction towards defending your players and your team, because you know the people in Houston are buying your tickets, buying your gear, buying your suites, buying your seats. So why should you give back the 2017 banner? Why should you do anything? So you hold the press conference, and you think that's it. And now players are still defending each other, and they're trying to hope that they wake up one day, and this isn't a story. They being the Astros players. I don't think it's going away. I don't. I do not think this story is going away. Let's go to Sid in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on 92.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Huge, you are the man. I listen to sports talk here in Cleveland area, morning, noon, and night. On the weekends, I get to listen to you and the ABC sports talk. You got to remember, 2017, the Cleveland Indians played the Astros. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Go to the World Series? Right?
Was it playoffs? I don't know if it was to go to the World Series.
Well, it was move on. Kevin Bauer, our pitcher,
yes,
we do not have anymore. You remember we had Kluber, the Cy one, you know, winner. Kevin Bauer said he saw a guy with a camera in the camera bay that wasn't supposed to be there. He talked about that. That year, nobody made a mention of it. He said they were cheating. Everyone thought, oh, you just derp sour grapes. Do you remember that?
There's always been a lot of accusations on cheating. And when it came out with the video and the trash can, and Bauer, I know Bauer, the former Indians pitcher, has been...
The trash can and everything. It was 2017 when they started cheating. He called it out on national radio and whatever. And everyone thought he was crazy because he is kind of a nutty guy. And we did get rid of him. However, I have a couple other things. It's, number one, I appreciate so much that you're talking about the fact that this is not going away. Now, this starts in Cleveland. And we were robbed. Kluber, Cy, not a winner, might have been affected by that. And when you say it's not going away, it's not. And I just have to say, when the Astros come out on the field, you know what everyone's going to be chanting? Cheaters. It's going to be horrible. And now, let me just say one quick other thing. Sandusky for Penn State, we remember that, right, when we think about horrific times in sports. They were going to eliminate the whole college because of that. Remember that?
Yeah, there's talk about shutting down the program.
Shutting down the college because of what transpired throughout the whole upper, you know, echelon of the president of the whole thing. There was a big talk of it, this and that. Now Penn State just continues because it just passed by. This is... And again, and I know you got to cut me off. One national guy said, you know, yeah, you could look at the video the next day of signs. Of course you can. That's like training for the test. They were giving you the answers while the test was going on. That is beyond horrific. Huge. You're the best, man.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Listening on 92.3, yeah, it was Astros over Cleveland 3-0 in the 2018 ALDS. Let's go to Indiana. Michael, thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
I come in here.
How you doing?
And they all went.
You there?
Hey, is this Huge?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's happening, buddy?
Hey, I didn't know I was up there for a second. I'm sorry, Huge. Hey, it's another great show, man. I tell you what, between you and Pharrell, what you guys bring, man, is what a lot of guys on the radio don't bring, and that is personality, man, personality. Hey, I called in last week on what was going on, and I'm in agreement with most of the stuff the guys are saying as far as what's going on with the cheating scandal. You know, man, I guess my question would be this. When are these major league ball players, major league professional ball players, whether it's football in this case or basketball in this case, baseball, when are they going to grow some gonads and be men and not overpaid pampered children? And when are they actually going to stand up and say, hey, I screwed up. I'm guilty as hell. It won't happen again. I'm sorry, and whatever you deem, whatever you bring down, I deserve it. When are these guys going to do that crap? I've been waiting for years. They crucified P. Rose. Manfred needs to grow some balls, and he needs to hit these guys where it hurts, and I think we all know where that's at. That's in the wallet. It's real simple. This isn't rocket science.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate your huge opinion in Indiana. Michael is starting to get a little reverent in him. One note for Sid in Cleveland. In that 2018 ALDS, Astros swept the Indians 3-0. Marwin Gonzalez, who had the most bangs on the drum, according to that 2017 breakdown, he hit 538 in that series. Alex Bregman hit 556. Altuve 286. Reddick 400. Springer, 429. Those were some of the hitting numbers. And remember, two of those games were in Houston, the first two that the Indians lost, and then the Astros wrapped it up in Cleveland when they shelled Bauer 11-3. That was a 2018 ALDS. So you're saying that after 2017, you won it all, and the Astros are acting like they stopped. Clark in Houston, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hugh, how you doing, man? I just want to, like, really give y'all some insight what's going down here in Houston. I ain't going to call out the wing place, but they've been on Twitter making some, you know, some bad accusations about the Houston team. And they don't know. They're in the fourth largest city. Their wing place is about to go basically out of business just for talking about the baseball team. What I want to tell America and especially guys like in Ohio who can't get the year right when Cleveland got swept, it was in 18, not 17. But anyway, I just want to say that immunity is a trade-off. It's like, you know, when you're in court, you know, it's a plea bargaining, you know, and they wouldn't have even, MLB wouldn't have got this much information if it wasn't for immunity, man. I mean, yeah, okay. Houston, we cheated. Okay. This ain't college. This guy over here in Ohio, if you're comparing it with the Sandusky, that guy was a predator. This is high-tech technology, camera work, you know, and you can't compare that with Penn State. I mean, come on, man. Be for real, this baseball.
Anyway. No, I'm not comparing it. I'm not calling for players to be banned for life. I'm not calling it anything connected to Penn State or criminal activity we've seen, okay? What I'm looking at with the game of baseball, to have an entire team on board cheating, there needs to be some punishment beyond Hinch and the GM being canned. That's it.
Okay, well, how about this? How about MLB, because I know they did it before, where they appointed a guy in Florida to be the manager. They could appoint whoever they wanted out of MLB to be the manager and appointed a GM from the MLB personnel and let them control the Astros for the next year or two. Since, you know, if they really wanted to, like, really hurt us, because then MLB, the guys wouldn't have been as smart as A.J. Hinch or Dusty Baker in this, you know, this matter, you know. But for people to be talking about they want to take the Astros championship away, come on, guys. I mean, you know, okay, you got beat. Every trash can hit wasn't, you know, the home runs and the hits and the doubles and the triples, all that wasn't trash can-oriented, man. Some of those pitches, those guys were just major league hitters, man.
All right, well, Clark, I appreciate your call down in Houston listening on AM 610. Okay, that there needs to be, and I doubt there ever will be, some punishment that's more severe, okay? I think this is the worst thing I've ever seen in baseball, because I don't know, outside of the Black Sox, have we ever had an entire team on board with this cheating? This was the players. This was everybody in the dugout, the clubhouse. This was the front office. This was the manager's office. This was everybody on board. Everybody. And all I said, and I didn't call for any postseason ban or banning players. They're still making their millions. I said if Houston wanted to do the right thing, they go turn in their banner, their trophy, and their rings. And that's it. There you go. And it moves on. People would say, you know what, man, that they were stand-up organization. This is the entire franchise, really. Maybe outside of salespeople who are selling billboards and sponsorship nights. This is everybody on board. This sounds like a Matt Damon, George Clooney, Ocean's 9 movie script. This is the biggest cheating scandal ever in baseball. It's the team, the manager. And what I can't get over, and I said it when this story broke with Manfred, that all those Astros players who got immunity could sit there and watch A.J. Hinch, Carlos Beltran, a former teammate, Alex Cora, a former coach, and Jeff Luhnow, their GM. They could watch those four take the fall, but they walked free with a bunch of BS answers in scripted PR press conferences or try and spin stories that they think we're going to buy. That's what I can't get over. Two things. Entire organization in on this, outside of ownership and sales, in that as men with a soul, with a conscience, that those players in that Astros locker room could let Hinch and Luhnow and Beltran and Cora be thrown out as the scapegoats. That is weak. You want to join in? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The A-Team, Horowitz and Graceffo are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass will have another update here in about 5 minutes. Taking your thoughts on this Astros story. Heated up big time this week. Will it go away? What could the Astros do to bring down the temperature? I've given you my ideas. I'd love to hear yours. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Steve in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. I think your idea about giving the stuff back and relinquishing the title is a great idea, but I would also like to see everyone involved with the team that would be a guilty party lose their salary. And I think that would be good for however many years they lose their whole salary. And it would also send a great message to any other players. Players would be more likely to step up if they thought, well, I'm screwing myself by being quiet. And I think it would send a great shock awakening through the whole league. But I don't know, maybe someone else has said that. That's just my opinion, sir.
Well, thank you, Steven, in Green Bay. Yeah, with immunity, the players aren't going to lose anything. That's why I said if I'm the Astros, I give back the trophy, the rings, the banner, and look, we think 2017, I mean, they stepped up and gave it back. I think that, you know, people in Houston might be upset, some of the players might be upset, but you need to do something, because this is ugly and going to get uglier. And about a player coming out and talking about the years with cheating, I think that's going to happen. I really do. It just depends on the immunity deal, the disclosure, lawyers, MLB Players Association, MLB front office. None of us know what was in that agreement. Let's go to Ryan in Texas. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for taking my call.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing well. I want to get back to a few minutes ago when you said, Johnny Bench came out and said, if I knew what pitch was coming, I'd hit 700, right?
Yeah, he said that on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday or Thursday, one of those two days.
Well, and I'm cool with that, but I was looking at some stats, and, you know, if the Astros were doing that in 2017 and game four, they lost at home to the pitcher, Alex Wood, who's a career mediocre at best. If Johnny Bench, who's a career hitter of 283, could hit 700, how come if the Astros knew what pitch was coming, Alex Wood threw 5 2/3 and gave up one hit to George Springer, who was a home run. If they knew a pitch was coming, why wouldn't they win that game off Alex Wood 10-0?
Ryan, the splits, and I'll go through them later again. The splits on the 2017 playoffs are pretty telling, home and away, and I appreciate your call in Texas. You're not going to win every game, even if you know what pitch is coming. The point is, and thank you for the call, Ryan, in Texas. The point is that the whole team was in on it. That to me, is deep, dark, and sickening. And they let Beltran and Cora and Hinch and Lunau all take the fall, and these guys all got together for immunity. Let's go to Darko in Toronto, Canada, listening on AM 590. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, people can argue what they want in the future, whether that's a form of cheating or not, but it is a form of cheating. And it was extensive, and it was, you said, over 50 games. There shouldn't be a voluntary strip of their title. It should be the league bringing that down. I mean, you have Olympic athletes who get caught cheating years down the line where, you know, it traces back, and they lose their gold medal. You know, I've seen, like, in Italy in soccer, Inter Milan was stripped of a title for some reason. I can't remember what it was, where there's ineligible players or some form of cheating. But you're gone. It's not, you're not returning it just because you want to. The league should step in and say that, you know, you get caught doing this, you don't, your title's gone. And whoever came in the final gets the title, the runner-up.
Well, and they're doing that with a doping ruling. That, you know, I think Germany, and thanks for the call, Germany's going to move up. And I don't know why everyone is so, I've said this about, like, NCAA titles vacated, and thank you for the call, that I don't know why you move up. If you cheat, you move up. So in the Olympics, if you cheat and get busted and you want a gold, the silver moves up to gold because the person in front of them cheated. I've never understood that. Like, Louisville vacates a title. Michigan was in the championship game. They went through the entire tournament, beat some great teams, lose to Louisville. Louisville vacates the title. How come Michigan's not awarded the title? They went through the bracket. They didn't cheat. Oh, no, you man, people don't want it. You got to earn it. Really? But the team that cheated vacated the title. So the runner-up can't be deemed the champion. Why? I've never understood that in my 28 years of doing a talk show. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge, you can tweet me. I'll read those before we're done. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Callers online, I promise your huge opinions are next.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America. We get together each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Graceffo and Horowitz, the A-team, producing for the next hour and 14 minutes back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass getting another update ready about 20 minutes from now. This Astros story isn't going away, and it won't, and it's going to be an ugly look for baseball every time the Astros are on the road. Every time. So between now and the start of the regular season, what can baseball or the Astros do to not put this to bed, but bring down the temperature? You can join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's travel out to Portland, Oregon. Howard, thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, there's no accountability. MLB needs to vacate the title, and if they don't, then Shoeless Joe Jackson needs to be reinstated into baseball. And you know what? There's going to be pitchers throwing at the Astros. I don't condone it. But those pitchers are going to get suspended, and the Astro players aren't. A couple of quick points. Alex Cora needs to be banned for life. The Red Sox penalties are coming down, so we're going to see what Manfred's going to do with that. And just recently, Manfred City Soccer Club was suspended, basically no postseason, no championship for 2 years, and fined a big sum of money. There's some guts there, but the UFA will probably pass on it. But Manfred needs to vacate the title and make a point, and the Red Sox are next, and Cora needs to be banned for life.
Thank you, Howard, out in Portland, Oregon. Yeah, Manchester City, for financial issues, fined $30 million, banned from postseason play for 2 years. Yeah, because this was team-wide, if this was two or three players, I think he would have hammered him. But what are you going to do? Suspend the entire team and the manager and the GM? And the Astros, like I said last week, top five franchise? Joe in Charlotte, North Carolina, listening on WFNZ. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. I think we should turn up the temperature on the Astros, and I think we should let the fans handle it. And my idea is, I'm curious as to which teams, when the Astros are coming to town, which teams have the balls to make the night metal trash can night. And they give the fans a bunch of trash cans and let them handle some of this and just bang it out, cause all kinds and so forth.
Oh,
get the point across.
That would be, you know what, you're a smart man, Joe. Thanks for listening in Charlotte, North Carolina. I want to say hello to Tony and the crew at WFNZ, one of America's great sports radio stations, and also Matt Hanlon, the GM there at Entercom Charlotte. Every away series, there's one night is trash can night. That is awesome. That's a good idea. Because it's, you know, throwing out, I'm not calling for Astros hitters to get beamed. You know, somebody break an arm, take one on the chin. No, I'm not calling for that. I just want to see the Astros do something that really looks sincere and not trying to BS everybody. John in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hey, Johnny.
Because, you know, the way I see it, and I come from Massachusetts, I live down the street from Foxborough Stadium, so I understand the nation's going to say, oh, the Patriots and the Red Sox. But I think deflating ball was gamesmanship. I think they did it. I think everyone does it. But it's a deeper issue, Bill. A society without consequences gives you a lot of throat cancer from dirty water. And if we're going to live in a world where you bluntly can say, through our government, through our sports, through our entertainment, you can bluntly say, yeah, I did it. I cheated. I stole. And I'm going to make money off it and go screw yourself, pedestrians. Then that's not going to end well at all. And I think Houston should actually, if any team is proven to cheat, yeah, I think we should actually take their world championship away. And that goes for the Patriots and the Red Sox. You know, the Yankees hired Beltre for a reason. They knew this was going on. They wanted some advice on how Houston and the Red Sox were doing it. So no one's innocent here. The nation shouldn't say, oh, well, we're all so innocent. We don't live in an America right now that has any high morals of non-cheating decency. I mean, we're not Henry Fonda. We're more Mr. Potter. You know, so I just think the country, if we're going to be moral in sports, let's say, oh, we should get those cheaters. Let's do it for everyone so we don't have throat cancer. You know, that's just my opinion, Bill.
Yeah, thank you, John. It's a great opinion there in Foxborough, Massachusetts. And I know some people listen and will say, what about the Patriots and Spygate? Okay, have you in the video at the Bengals, right? And then you look at the deflated footballs. Can you document where the Patriots ever cheated collectively as a team? This is where the Astros is uncharted territory, modern era. This is as a team, a manager, a front office, analytics guys, video crew, dugout coaches, go down the list. Everybody was in on it. Everybody. It's a movie someday. If you thought Moneyball was a good movie, this is a movie someday. Everybody was in on it. Let's go to Mike in Toronto, Canada, listening on AM 590. Yeah. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning. Yeah, I have a concern about broadcasting. You guys, I think, are over-exaggerating what Houston did or didn't do. I'm a fan of all sports. Here's my point, okay? If sports is the most important thing in my life, I've got a serious problem. I've got my family to look after. I've got my finances. On a scale of 1 to 100, I think sports is 100, okay? And the controversy is being broadcast by announcers. What you're forgetting is you're getting paid. Fans aren't getting paid. They're paying. And this issue with Houston is a joke. There have been sports issues with controversy and whatever you want to call it in every area of sports, from golf to football to whatever you name it. I think people have to downsize this. I'm a sports fan. I don't need to buy a jersey. I don't need to buy a ball cap. I don't need to buy equipment. And I'd like your view on this as to why we're blowing this out of proportion. That's sports broadcasting. So they cheated. Guess what? Are they the only sports team in the world that ever cheated? And who said they cheated?
Mike, thanks for the call in Toronto. I appreciate your huge opinion north of the border. Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 100, yeah, sports is 100 on my list. And it does affect my finances because I get paid to do my statewide show in Michigan and my national show on Saturday nights. You know, James Graceffa, one of our producers today, ironically, Mike, off your call in Toronto, he told me a little before midnight Eastern time, on a scale of 1 to 100, with 1 being the most excited about producing your show tonight, he said, I'm at 180.
280, Bill. A million and 80.
He's doing the checklist. Sports shouldn't be your life.
Why is he calling a sports show then?
It's about finances, and he's listening to a sports show in Toronto, which AM 590 is like Canada's leader in sports. Wow. But I give everyone their opinion.
I don't need to buy a jersey or a ball cap to let you know that I'm a fan.
I give everybody their opinion. I tell nobody in my almost 28 years of doing a talk show across the country, I don't tell people you have to follow what I say. I give you my opinion. You can have yours. I don't trash people for their opinions unless they get really confrontational. Let's go to Arthur in Houston, listening on AM 610. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
Hey, Arthur. What's shaking? What are people in Houston saying about the Astros?
You know, quite naturally, most people here are homers and this, that, and the other. They kind of, you know, just taking it as it's coming. They don't really, you know, don't want to give back the championship, you know. They kind of upset about it, but they just want to just let it die, be able to die down and kind of keep going, you know.
How do you feel about
Pretty
it?
Pretty much. I'm just looking at it in the sense that I think that a lot of the takes that I hear are kind of extreme because this is a league-wide, a league-riddled problem that's probably been for a gazillion years. And I think that what happened, what started it, is just, you know, a whistleblower, which it probably could have happened on almost any team in the league. But I think because it happened on a particular team and it kind of fluid in just that area, but it's kind of a league-wide thing that really needs to be addressed. And my major issue is I think that just like this, give the analogy of a police force, I'm saying that like it's because we have four or five rogue police officers on a police force, and we know that the most of the unit knows of a lot of activity that's happening. And they don't turn them in or become, you know, whistleblowers, so to speak. Is that whole force just a terrible force or just, we're going to just label that police force as just, you know, just nincompoops and what
happened. Well, no, and I see what you're saying, Arthur, and I appreciate you listening on AM 610 in Houston. I really do. And I thank you for your huge opinion. Here's what we don't know. We know through the charting by that superfan of 54 games in 2017, there were 1,100 bangs on the trash can. Okay? 1,100. Now, the question is, I think Marwin Gonzalez, Springer had the most. Altuve didn't have as many as the other guys. There's a long list of guys there. What I'd like, because if there's immunity, have all the players come clean. That's it. Come clean. Yeah, we did the banging on the trash can. We did it 2017, 2018. We did the whistle in 2019, whatever it is. It's the cover-up in the fact that this thing reaches so many different parts of a Major League Baseball franchise. And I still can't get over and never will get over that a clubhouse, that the unwritten rules of baseball, that those guys on that roster that all got immunity could sit back and watch A.J. Hinch, Lunau, Cora, and Beltran be punished, and they get to walk up and do scripted PR press releases. That is my point here. I'm not calling for anybody to be banned. I'm not calling for the end of the Astros franchise, even though I think this thing, if they don't do something proactive, will stay with this franchise forever. But for that roster of those players who gave Rob Manfred, the Major League Baseball commissioner, all the details, for them to do that, get immunity, and Hinch and Lunau and Cora and Beltran get hammered, is so wrong on so many levels. You want to join in? 1-855-212-4CBS at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.